The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2t.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut on this Friday edition, Friday, October 15th. Great to have you with me. Appreciate you spending the time. Let's get to it. Hashtag empty shells, Joe. That's trending now. People are a little bit upset as they're finding out that there's not going to be enough stuff on the shelves for them to buy this holiday season we're entering here. Supply chain crisis continuing. And the transportation secretary, which is a cabinet level position, has been kind of unfilled for the last couple of months, we find out, because Pete Buttigieg, former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, because that's really the stepping stone to being the transportation secretary, he has been on paternity leave for the last 2 months. You also got the firing of McCabe, essentially erased former FBI acting director McCabe. They erased it. We might actually start with that one today. The border mess continues. Teen Vogue refers to non-prostate owners instead of women. It's a real thing. Non-prostate owners. So I'm a prostate owner. I got that going for me, which is nice. I own my prostate. I do not rent. I do not have it on layaway. But if you're a non-prostate owner, I believe you're a female. That's Teen Vogue. That's a real thing. And also, are plant-based foods really better for the environment? They're starting to ask questions. After all the, you can't eat meat anymore because it's going to kill everything with climate change. Now they're like, well, maybe those weird fake burgers are actually worse for the environment. Depends on how you calculate it all. We will get to that. But for hardworking Americans, finding health care can be an expensive struggle. It can feel like you don't really have any choice at all. That's why I'm introducing our friends at One Share Health. As a Christian health care sharing ministry, they're a nonprofit dedicated to helping thousands of Americans find affordable health care and support their members' communities through charity and volunteer missions. Their ACA-exempt programs are perfect for small business owners, the self-employed, or anyone who is just fed up with the broken traditional health care system. Don't worry about ridiculous Obamacare mandates or penalties. Get the most out of your hard-earned money with healthcare for just $115 a month for you or $239 for your family. Get $75 off your enrollment fee with promo code BUCK. Call 833-230-4455 now or go to onesharehealth.com for a fast quote in seconds. That's 833-230-4455 or onesharehealth.com with promo code BUCK for your special offer. Live well, pay less. See how much you'll save and put the freedom of choice back into your hands. Here you go with something that I've told you about many times. You're seeing it in action now, and that is that the left takes care of their henchmen. It's a huge advantage that they have. They make sure that if you go to the mat, if you abuse your power, if you break the law in the furtherance of left-wing goals, they will do everything they can, and it's usually quite considerable, they will do everything they can to make sure you are well compensated, to erase any blemishes in your record, to give you book deals and speaking fees and maybe some kind of a consulting or board seat at Netflix or Amazon or wherever. That's what they do. That is the reality that we see all around us, and it has happened yet again with former acting FBI director McCabe. Theo, you ask for a miracle, I give you the FBI. And McCabe, if you recall, he's a smug, nasty little fellow. And he was part, he was really like James Comey's little toady. And when Comey got fired, McCabe took it so personally. Because these people that work in these institutions, especially very powerful ones like the FBI, I mean, the FBI can basically ruin your life, right? They can come up with some reason to talk to you. They can say you lied. They can throw you in prison. They can ruin your reputation, make you a felon. If the FBI wants to, it can act in a way very similar to the secret police. As we know, our own judicial system is really not able to stop the kind of abuse that we saw by the FBI against the Trump administration with the Russia collusion madness. And now they're showing you once again that even when there is some measure of justice, the left will make sure that that is erased as well. They're sending a very clear message, like a mafia boss who makes sure that one of the mafia soldiers, so to speak, families gets paid and taken care of while he's serving his prison sentence. McCabe was fired hours before he was set to retire in 2018, the DOJ fired him because he lied. He lied under oath about leaks to the media and lied about things having to do with Russia collusion. In fact, he even excoriated other people in the FBI as being the possible leakers for leaks that he himself committed, like a sociopath. But now, because we have a Democrat administration and they know the message that this sends, they've decided to bring back McCabe's pension. He's going to get $200,000 in missed pension payments. He will get his full pension for the rest of his life. He will receive the cufflinks given to senior executives, a plaque with his mounted FBI credentials and badge. The DOJ here under Biden, he'll also get more than $500,000 in legal fees paid by the government. I mean, this is stunning. This guy lied under oath, something for which the FBI, something for which McCabe himself was involved in sending many, many people to prison for. You lie to the FBI, you're going to prison, folks. But if you're an FBI agent who lies under oath with the same standards of, in fact, it should be an elevated standard of truthfulness that is applied, you can get away with it as long as you are a lib, as long as you're a leftist, you're part of the Democrat apparatus, the party, capital P, the party. That's what you're seeing here with McCabe. His conduct was completely unacceptable. This was not a politicized firing. The guy should have been fired. He also, as you know, was part of those conversations about the insurance policy in case Trump won and the Russia collusion investigations. He was neck deep in all of it. And now the Biden administration has wiped it all away because they want everyone in the DOJ. They want everyone everywhere in the government to know that without question, without exception, if you do what is best for the Democrat Party, the Democrat Party will protect you, will actually make you richer, more influential, and better off. So break the law. Be a political henchman. Do bad things, they tell their followers. On the right, I got to tell you, we're horrible about this. We let people get canceled. We see people get fired. We sit around and say, oh, well, you know, yeah, you're suffering, but think of all the times William F. Buckley could have been out on his yacht and instead he was, you know, writing or something. You know, this is, we get people that just don't understand the real fight that we're in now and the dominance of corporations and the culture that the left has and how they wield that as a tool for even greater influence. People just don't seem to understand that that's what's really happening here and that we have to be in a battle. The left understands, that's for sure. They understand. And that's why they take care of their own. They take care of their mafia soldiers. And that's what they're doing for McCabe. So let's say we get a Trump administration again, or a DeSantis administration, or any Republican president. People inside the bureaucracy who leak, who lie, who cheat, who try a soft coup from inside the bureaucracy itself, they know that they will not go to prison. If they do get fired, they will get all of their back pay given to them next time a Democrat comes into office. They will be honored. They will get book deals. They will get paid $100,000 a speech for a few years. That's what they have to look forward to if they cheat, if they weaponize the power they have within the government bureaucracy against a Republican administration. That is what the message is here. That's what's really going on. Now, we also have hashtag Empty Shelves Joe spreading all over the place now because people are seeing that there are shortages. And despite what they're trying to tell you, the shortages are going to get worse, and they are tied to several factors. And there's the longstanding policy of outsourcing so much U.S. production to a foreign country and allowing for corporations to offshore jobs and industrial manufacturing capacity. That's a big problem. The Biden administration making it harder to explore for and produce energy on U.S. soil. We are really the world's true energy superpower, but you wouldn't know it based on what the Democrats are saying. They would much prefer to pretend that what they're doing makes sense, which is to make energy harder to get, more expensive. This is why you're seeing the gas prices you're seeing. Now, Empty Shelves Joe trending doesn't look good for the Democrats, but just remember, things are so bad at this point. Things are so problematic that you start to wonder if the Democrats have nowhere to go but up in terms of independent voters, swing voters in the next midterm election. I worry that if we get past COVID, mostly because of natural immunity, what I think we're going to see is everyone has to essentially get COVID. It's just a question of, or is going to get COVID, I should say. But the vaccine allows you to get it more safely, essentially. And after 18 months of pretty widespread viral transmission. So it's not like this was right away. But that'll be the best case, I think, as we look back on all this. But the Biden administration is going to say, see, we got you through all of it. See, we managed to make this better. And then they'll start to create a narrative of momentum and a narrative of, you know, we're making progress. And Joe go on TV and start saying, hey, buddy, come on. We got no joke. We're doing the right things. We're doing the right things. We'll do the weird, like, whisper thing close into the mic. You know, the angry old man thing that he does. And maybe some people will fall for it. Maybe some people will decide that that's good enough for them, or at least that's a good enough explanation. But with the snarled lines of supply right now, there are also people who are pretty taken aback by the fact that Pete Buttigieg, a favorite among the television cable news green room set. I mean, this is a guy who media elites in D.C., New York, Los Angeles, they love Pete Buttigieg. The Democrat base does not. Pete Buttigieg, I think, was at 0% of the Democrat minority vote in the primary. So that's a problem when you're a Democrat. It's a problem for anybody. But Pete Buttigieg, because he is somebody who has done the box checking elitist resume building of, you know, what, he went to like Harvard and then he went to McKinsey and we're all supposed to think he's so smart. And he was the very bad mayor of South Bend, Indiana. South Bend actually has a very high violent crime problem and is not a well-managed city. I have a friend who's actually a radio host there. I've talked to him about it extensively. And Pete Buttigieg has made a cabinet level secretary, transportation secretary. And you say, okay, well, why is that an issue? He's been on paternity leave for the last couple of months. Oh, we're just finding this out now? And by the way, they're going to do, you know exactly where this is going to go. They're going to start to say, oh, is it because he's a gay man who's married that someone has an objection to him being on paternity leave? No. The objection is that he is a cabinet-level secretary. There is a crisis that is directly affected by or directly connected to his area of responsibility. And he's been MIA, and we're just finding it out now. That's the problem. Nobody cares. He has paternity leave, whatever, fine. Right? Or parental leave. That's not the issue, but they're going to try to make it the issue because they want to shut up the very legitimate criticism of this guy, which is he's the cabinet level secretary. And yet, what? He can just disappear for a couple of months, take time off. First year of the Biden administration. He's taking a couple months off. Wow. OK. How necessary can he really be to the functioning of government then? Why do we even have a transportation secretary if that's... When was the last time any of you took 2 months off from your job? Even if you could take that leave as a function of your company's policies, a lot of people I know say they can't take 2 months off or 3 months off, no matter what. They know they couldn't. Oh, Pete Buttigieg can. And now they're starting to say, oh, you know what? It's something that we're going to fix in a few years' time, maybe. It's going to take a long time to fix. Oh, you know, maybe in time for the next election. That's what they'll say. Give us another chance. We'll fix the supply chain issue. It's going to be a miserable holiday season in so many ways, thanks to, a lot of things. But, yes, bad policies, bad decision-making by the Democrats. Let's come back and talk about police union chief in Chicago had some words about defying the vaccine mandates. We'll get to it. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation helps us keep our commitment to never forget. This year, the foundation is honoring Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans and first responders with 200 mortgage-free homes. Chairman and CEO Frank Siller is paying tribute to the fallen by walking from the Pentagon to Shanksville and onto Ground Zero. That's more than 500 miles through six states in 42 days, the month of August through 9/11. Towers of Light are to shine at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance. The names of those we lost to 9/11-related illness are being read aloud at a ceremony on September 12th. And on Veterans Day, the names of those we lost in the War on Terror will also be said out loud. Do good and help America to never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Here's the Chicago Police Union president, John Catanzara, on the Ingram show last night, saying, don't fall in line on this vaccine mandate. Hold the line.
I've made my status very clear as far as the vaccine, but I do not believe the city has the authority to mandate that to anybody, let alone that information about your medical history. It's the city's clear attempt to force officers to Chicken Little, the sky is falling, into compliance. Do not fall for it. Hold the line.
Hold the line. Do not fall for it, he says. What are they going to do? They're going to fire more and more cops in Chicago until they all get the shot? Is that really the plan? Oh, perhaps that is the plan. Perhaps that is what they're thinking they'll do. And then they'll call it a victory, of course. But ignoring the Chicago vaccine mandate for police, this is going to force quite a showdown. You know, you can fire healthcare workers and try to backstop it and fill it in, but you fire a good chunk of your police force. I mean, really fire them, terminate them, take their badges and their guns. And you're the city of Chicago, which has several times the homicide rate of the other largest cities in America, places like New York and Los Angeles. You're going to get rid of your cops? That seems like a bold move, perhaps a crazy move. But that's what they're going to do. Oh, I mentioned the Party of Science, Democrats, of course, saying that there are non-prostate owners out there. That's a way to refer to women now, non-prostate owners, because they're really trying to objectify in the most anatomical way possible specific parts of human anatomy without referring to the whole rest of it, which is that if you have female parts, you are a female and you are different from a male. And you are different in your psychology, you're different in your biochemistry, you're different in your physical anatomical parts. But they try to focus in just on the part and act like there's no broader change or no broader implication of that, which is completely insane. But I did learn the term non-prostate owner today as a result of Teen Vogue. So I have to, you know, say we're expanding our vocabulary with insanity, but we are expanding our vocabularies nonetheless. Oh, and then there was this thing about the, because I mentioned it, I wanted to get to it. There's this thing about, is it better for you to eat, real meat for the, talking about the environment, of course, because real meat is always better. I've tried the fake, because, you know, I have gluten issue or whatever. I've tried the fake meat stuff, and it's all terrible. It's not that it's not good, it's gross. I don't like it. I tried to make myself like it, but here's an interesting reality in the New York Times. Plant-based food companies face critics, environmental advocates. Some analysts say they cannot determine if plant-based foods are more sustainable than meat because the companies are not transparent about their emissions. Beyond Meat burgers, sausage, and chicken in recent years have been gobbled up thanks at least in part to the company's message that its plant-based products are good for the environment, but some aren't so sure. One investor tracking firm gives Beyond Meat a zero when it comes to sustainability measures. Another rates it a severe risk, putting it on a par with the beef and chicken processing giants JBS and Tyson. Oh, you mean it's not actually better for the environment to eat this plant-based crap and call it meat? Do you know who that doesn't surprise? You and me. But once again, the science, right? They're going to save the planet by making us eat this garbage. Producer Mike, have you ever eaten a Beyond Meat burger? It is not, there's nothing meaty about it. How was it? Right? Right. That's the thing. I'm not saying it's horrible and you can't eat it. But if I give you an option between that and a perfectly seared Angus USDA beef 80-20 grout. Yeah, Mike's. We're going to have Shake Shack Friday today. So we're already getting hungry for burgers in here. So that's how we're rolling. Got to tell you. And in the meantime, folks, I also want to make sure that you know that I am still looking in the inbox for roll call and getting to roll call on Fridays, as we will continue to do here. Producer Mark, I'm in here with Producer Mike in studio. Producer Mark is at home, so if you want to send him a note and ask him how he's doing, you can. But he's busy helping remotely for the show. We got Margo writing in, love your show, listen every day. Please keep up the facts and truth for Americans. We need you more than ever with a misfit in the White House. Thank you. Margo, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. And please do spread the word about the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Brian, roll call. Buck and Mark. What's up, guys? Long time no chat. Hope life finds you well. Great job on Gutfeld the other night, Buck. I'm so happy for the success of that show in beating the other late night shows. I laughed out loud when Greg brought up the Beatles, and I said to myself, uh-oh, Buck's going to throw it out there, isn't he? And you did. Stand by your beliefs, man. Love how mad Cat got. To each their own, buddy. Stay true. Yeah, I mean, the Beatles are overrated, and they kind of suck, and we all know it, but it's, you know, it's just, it's perception that has been molded over generations, now decades, that the Beatles are so amazing. They're so, in their time, they were great. Their catalog of music is not something that people are still turning to listen to all the time. All right, they're not the Mozart of rock and roll. Everyone needs to calm down a little bit. I'm just saying. I know this controversial stuff, but this is the same way people say, oh, but the black and white movies are better than the movies made today. No, not true. There are some great black and white movies, but in general, most black and white movies have a lot of indicating overacting and have a lot of lame screenplay and dialogue and are slow and are just not as satisfying an experience. That's just reality, right? We consider, and oh, but Buck, what about Citizen Kane? And what? Okay, yeah, there are some exceptions of great movies. I'll tell everybody the truth right now. Producer Mike, I fell asleep when I tried to watch Citizen. I don't mean I fell asleep. Yeah, I know. Now he's horrified at me. I don't mean I kind of dozed off. I mean actual sleep occurred about 20 minutes into it. Look, maybe I'm a savage. I don't know what to say. Maybe I'm a barbarous fellow. Amy, hey, Buck, can you put up a short list of history books you've read and recommended? Amy, I will do that. I will do that. Follow me at bucksexton.locals.com. I'll put up a video on it. How about that? That's what we'll do. And Sarah writes, "Hey, Buck, just heard an ad for Rough Greens about how a geriatric dog was brought back from the brink. It occurs to me maybe our president would benefit from Rough Greens. Just have a little sprinkled in his pudding. Couldn't hurt, could it?" Sarah, thank you for injecting a little bit of humor into the end of roll call on this Friday, October 15th. Thanks all for being with me. Remember, bucksexon.locals.com. That's just me to you. No sort of third party involved there. So that's always a fun place for me to post content, talk to you, do fun things. And so if you haven't, please become a supporter there. I do really appreciate it. Literally every person, if they subscribe for, you know, whatever it is, $2, I get an email saying so-and-so subscribe for $2. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Back with you on Monday. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2t.org.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.